And my name is Rick Bradley. It's Monday, May 11th, 1992, and we're here today with George Showboat Fisher, lifetime 335 hitter in parts of four major league seasons. George, the nickname Showboat, where did you get the nickname?
Where did I get the name?
Showboat Fisher.
I was in St. Louis when it happened. It started, I don't know exactly.
Weren't you hitting the baseball pretty good then?
I was hitting the baseball good, and I was dressed pretty good. Little better things than most people are.
Mm-hmm. You kind of liked to be a sharp dresser, didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted to dress pretty good all my life. Even from a kid, I think, sometimes.
Did you like nice cars? Did you like to drive those big Buick convertibles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Did you have a couple of them?
Two or three, yes.
Yeah.
Trying to think. I had a blue one, and I had two yellow ones. Yellow and white. I don't know.
Anyway, let's get back to some baseball.
Okay. Now, you were... How did you get started in baseball? Obviously, you played when you were small, when you were young, but I mean, did you play on a high school team, or was it Sandlot, or was it a town team, or how did you get started?
I wouldn't have any idea other than I just liked to play ball for a little screw on, and always played with bigger guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been there all the time, but with bigger guys. And I was a pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know when you first started, you were right, a pitcher.
I was a pitcher.
Were you any good?
Well, I was,
You were a pretty good pitcher?
Really good every place I played. I never played a pitch that I didn't have a winning ring.
What did your mother say when you used to throw stones at the barn door all the time when you were learning to pitch?
Oh, she realized, you know, what I was doing. My mother was a pretty big-hearted girl. She didn't bother much with me. She wanted to know that I'd have to go back and plaster it up. And I'd like to plaster off the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing a ball at the big nut I had in one big log there about it.
Big log.
That big log had a nice big hard knot right in the center of it. So I'd go down and start throwing at that thing to get control. And I'd go down and tell them, whip the throwing slots on the machines, they already had a chance to win. And I used to whip them in the holidays and the days. I'd knock them tables over. And three dollars at a time. I take a ball sometimes. I throw the ball two of them. And one place I threw the ball up the top high on the board on the cable end. Throw the bat down. Throw the ball up there and wait for it to come down and hit it and see what I get. How much faster I got to go off the board. Always that somehow.
Well, that kind of ties in with the next question I wanted to ask you. What did your family think of you playing baseball? Did they think that there was much of a future in it for you? Or did they want you to stay on the farm? Or maybe get into something that looked like you could make a little bit more money at? I mean, was your mother and father, were they upset with you? playing baseball?
No, they didn't have no reason for me to play baseball. My mother was, well, she wasn't against us playing ball either. She enjoyed us that we played. My dad, he didn't have much for baseball. I'd play after dark with him. Until the ball got so dark, I couldn't see it falling down.
How about Alex, your brother Alex? What did
he was a good ball player. A ball player that just the right size man for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
175 or 80 pounds. He was about 10 pounds heavier than me.
Mm-hmm.
When he was 17, I guess I was. I never thought he could outrun me for a short distance, but he beat me the long one. he was in good shape, that guy.
Now, Alex, did he play professionally at all? Did he, you started off in the minor leagues and eventually made it to the majors with Washington. How far did Alex get?
Alex?
Yes, how far did he get in his baseball career?
Well, he played baseball.
Professionally, did he play?
No.
He didn't play professionally.
No, okay.
No time. No, he stayed home on a farm and was working it.
Okay.
I don't know, I don't think he even thought about professional baseball.
You didn't like picking stones too good, did you? Yeah, you didn't like working on that farm too good, did you?
Rather play baseball.
Did you ever play baseball?
No, I said you didn't like working on the farm very much, did you? You'd rather play baseball or do something else.
I didn't care much about that farm. The only job I didn't like was farming. I wouldn't take me down. Milking was one of the worst ones. I milked 20 cows around. And then all of that. That's the way we put over. We milked them on. Oh. About how far away from home? Right away. Well, we gotta carry it home yet after that. And then
Separated.
That was never actually worked for.
You didn't like turning the handle on that separator, huh?
Not the best, but I got to where I was gonna do it at the end, so Alex kinda got away from Alex. Alex wasn't as much of a guy in the cows was milking and bed as the rest of the boys were most of the time. He was a horseman.
So when you started playing baseball, you said you started off as a pitcher.
I was a pitcher.
Mm-hmm. And then at one point I noticed, I'm looking in your statistics, and then you pitched, it looked like very, very little professionally, and then you went right to the outfield. Now what happened? Did somebody, you were batting and they said, George, you would make a much better, we need you in a lineup hitting every day instead of pitching, or how did that happen?
I don't know. I was a winning pitcher too.
Mm-hmm.
I pitched some professional ball. I like to pitch. I enjoy pitching.
Mm-hmm. But who was it that changed your mind or made you into an outfielder and said, George, you're not going to pitch anymore? Who did that?
That was, let's see. I was all a professional ball, pretty high when that happened. I didn't say who the hell they were.
Mm-hmm. It was the manager of the Millers, wasn't it, at that time?
Well, I pitched for him then. I remember when they told me to.
Well,
they didn't want me to pitch. I don't know. I went from Minneapolis to St. Joe in the Western League, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It says you can play ball all your life as an outfielder. You can't play at all as a pitcher.
That's right.
So, I don't ever want to double ball that way, do I? And of course, I enjoyed hitting. And they knew that there, too. But I enjoyed pitching, too. I can throw that ball pretty good. I can throw about 400 feet if I tried it. When you can throw a baseball about 400 feet, you gotta be able to throw that ball as well as 400 feet. You can see that them to catch that ball now. They have 400 feet at the fence. I turn around, they don't quite reach home. They can throw it to the infield over down there.
That's a good question. When you pitched, what type of pitcher were you? Was it fastball? Was that your best pitch? Or a curveball? Or what did you throw?
I didn't have no change of pace.
Mm-hmm.
Very little. I threw the fastball and the curve.
Mm-hmm. Was your pitching motion, was it more over the top, or was it sidearm, or was it like a three-quarter type delivery?
Well, it was sometimes on the pitchers, on the hitters.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't think they liked sidearm, I'd sidearm. So, not too many guys like sideball pitching. If you throw some ball or something down it,
mm-hmm.
they give a little. Throw to get out of there.
And you didn't get thrown out of the game for throwing at a guy in those days.
Yeah. So
I threw sidearm and overhand.
Okay. Now when you were hitting, I've got your numbers right here, and they're awfully good. 335 major league and 336 minor league. It's pretty obvious that you were a very, very good hitter. Well, now, it also says here that you batted left-handed. Is that is correct? Left-handed batter, George?
I was a left-handed all my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, could you describe your batting stance for us? Were you closed stance, or was it square or open? How did you hold the bat?
I took my time.
Mm-hmm.
I waved the bat around quite a bit. I have one hand sometimes. I had one hand. whenever we had the big out there, we were going to throw it. A lot of times I stand there and pass it all on the bat. Toss it around a little bit. I guess they thought they... I don't know if they thought that was for their advantage or mine. But I believed in it. Thinking you could hit, thinking you could throw. You didn't think you could do both. You have a hell of a time.
Mm-hmm.
You stood like this, didn't you, Dad? Your feet close together.
Yeah, well.
And then you stepped into it.
I stepped into it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take a step to hit. I always took a step to pitch, too. You got a step there. You won't get the ball there. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we...
I have to quit punching once in a while, but I still be whatever ready. They don't win there all the time. They sometimes go a wall on you.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be real careful. That's it. Don't get too smart with trying to cheat a little.
Well, we talked about your hitting, and we talked about your pitching, and a couple other things. What kind of base runner were you, George? Did you steal a lot of bases, or were you a fast runner, or not a fast runner, or how would you describe yourself when you're running the bases? When you were on base, let's say you're batting and you hit a single, a base hit. Okay, now you're on first base. Did you steal a lot of bases? You didn't steal any bases?
I steal a lot of bases.
Yeah. Were you a good base stealer?
Oh, I never was a base stealer.
Mm-hmm.
I could run, too. I was running pretty good, but I didn't steal many bases.
Okay, was that... Now you say you ran pretty well, but yet you didn't steal a lot of bases. That was... Was that your decision not to steal, or was that the manager's decision not to have you steal?
That's a question of that.
That might be a little hard for you to separate.
I never figured I had to steal myself to make myself truthfully. I didn't try to steal bases a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, I don't think I had a slow delivery. It's just time to get away. Steal a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, that's for yesterday. I want to know why was third base harder to steal than second base?
Which one is the hardest, you think?
Well, he said that third base was farther away from home plate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the answer the guy gave.
Second base was.
And second base hit. Second base hit, you still stopped. You were at second base and sit down. If you were sitting down, you were the same distance as the bag was. But on third base, you slid across and kept going every if you got by bass there after you stole, you probably stole another bag at base. If you were going to steal another one, you'd be about a step closer. You just go over the back that part.
Okay, well, we have one more question along this line. We know what kind of hitter and pitcher and base runner you were. How about catching a ball? How about fielding? When you played the outfield, what kind of fielder were you? You're good? Could catch the ball easily, or were you quick? Or
on the outfield, throw the ball. Well, I used to like to try to catch a ball on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to keep it back, far enough back, and I didn't yet stop to catch it. I just would catch it on the run.
On the run, okay.
You catch the ball, and then you decide to throw right away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was such an advantage. It was a little.
Did you have a good arm? Did you have a strong arm? Did you throw a lot of runners out? They were maybe going for an extra base?
I had very few guys trying to go with an extra base from beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
That's no kind of force. I used to like to see him go like with that second base. Yeah, that's great. I'd challenge him. I'd take my time sometimes. base, that's right into right field. I'd come and get the ball as quick as I, not as quick as I could, but I'd come reasonably fast. I was those guys I heard to see him take off from second hole, or first, if I see him take off from third. I threw a lot of them out at that wind, too. I love drawing my arm and closer from the base of any place. Down at the back, and I throw the ball low. I didn't have to throw the ball sky high to get it someplace.
Mm-hmm.
I could throw if you throw the ball low, you always have a chance there to stop the guy and hit the ball to actually take the extra bag too. If you have to shut over the second baseman, see him making that third goal for third or go to home, then just take the ball and just throw it if you're a good thrower. But if you throw the ball so high that he can't get the ball, if you throw it high enough, that carries the ball to the catcher on the fly, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a slow pitch show. That ball carrying all the way to the catcher. You lose a good couple of two, three strides that the ball would be there before that if you hop the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the ball down there, low in the infield, down in the further midfield somewhere.
In the outfield, George, did you play all three outfield positions? Did you play left, center, and right? Or did you mostly just play one of the three, most of the time in left, or most of the time in center, or in right?
I didn't play left field much, very little. I didn't play center field much. Very few plays. Once you settled into an outfield, I did. Well, they like being right field because I can throw real good.
Mm-hmm.
I can hold that ball to go to third base or home plate. If I got a ball hit at me pretty good, then of course you got to go to third and try to go for home either. I was pretty proud of my arm, too. I was pretty zesty. I hope the bastard could go. Bitch. I was a challenge.
Well, how did you go from how did you get from the minor leagues? It says that you're playing for Minneapolis, and then you played for St. Joe's, and then New Haven. And how did you get from New Haven finally up to the Senators?
New Haven. I went to New Haven from
St. Joe.
Who did I belong to? I don't even know what I belong to.
Well, it doesn't say who belonged to, but how did you finally make it to the major leagues, up to with the Senators in 1923?
Well, in those days, you were changed about my managers, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And they put in an offer for you of some kind, and they take you. That's how you changed it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have much to say whether you was going to be in New Haven or I played for Albany. I think so.
Do you remember when you were called up to the Senators? The day that you got called in to go to the major leagues, do you remember that day?
Oh, I don't remember the day.
You don't?
Surprising.
Huh?
I say it's surprising. I would think that would have been one of the, you know, that would have been one of the days that you would remember, one of the best days of your career.
I was glad to go. Every time they traded me, I was glad to go. I'm always looking for a little bit higher league.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you do. You know, you'd like to trade down. That's really the best to trade down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Well, you got time yet. Keep at it. We've got time yet.
Okay, we...
Hell yeah, so it's a quarter to ten.
Sure.
Hell, I thought it was quarter to 12.
No, we got plenty of time.
When you came up with the Senators and you're playing in Washington, you're playing in, do you remember the stadium, Griffith Park, Griffith Field?
Griffith
Stadium, right?
Griffith Stadium.
Now, what do you remember about the stadium? Anything unusual about it? Was there maybe a short fence in left or in right, or is there anything unusual about it?
The outfield was... Well, what is the outfield now? I think Rice. Jeez, I can't remember the outfield in Washington. Scotland was one for a while ago.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about some of the guys that you played with, like Sam Rice and Goose Goslin, a little bit later. But right now, my question was more about the stadium itself. Is there anything, you know, the stadium is long gone, long torn down. And we're just kind of curious about what you remember about the stadium itself. Was it? It was built, and it was in a regular neighborhood, or was it out somewhere all by itself? Or is there anything about the stadium, the outfield dimensions, or anything like that?
I never played the stadium, and I didn't. I didn't like some.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a few things going on I didn't like, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't value that much that there.
Dad, was that a good park to hit in?
Which one?
Griffith Park. Was it a good one? Did you like hitting in that park?
I don't remember for sure, but
What park did you like to hit in? Did you have a favorite one?
Well, you get so you like them all.
especially if you get a hit.
I like ballparks when I can hit the ballpark out of it. At least in some places. Although there's some that you can't hit them out of.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find them a little too far in center field.
What field was that, Dad? What?
I'm trying to think of
Yankee Stadium, maybe?
Yankee Stadium, you can just hit them all in center field. You could hit them all in center field. Under every ball place I played in center field. But you really had to hit the ball pretty good when you hit a of a dead center.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually 400 feet. And when they're 400 feet and a little lower, you got to hit that damn ball there to get in the 400 feet. Yeah, especially when they got outfielders out there that can run.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like Sam Rice and all that little guy in the Yankees now. He can go and get that ball too.
Well, you mean from the Twins, don't you, Kirby Puckett?
Yeah, the one they got there.
Yeah, he can run.
He can go back and get the ball. And most center fielders can. Really good. And most of them can throw. Quite a few that I knew that didn't really try to throw many people out outside of them. They could throw good, but not. What you call that center fielder for the Twins last year? He had a lot of pullouts. There were people that he threw out. He threw quite a few of them. Sam Rice was a pretty fair thrower. Not a lot of great arm.
Don't let it drag too long because you'll run out of gas here.
Yeah. Well, let's. Well, we're talking about Sam Rice and Goose Goslin. Talk about some of the other guys that you played with on the Senators. How about Walter Johnson? What do you remember about him?
Walter Johnson was, he was the fastest pitcher I think that I ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, when he threw that ball loose, you better be ready to swing. $50.
What?
I said the fine was $50.
Oh, for interfering.
Who was it? You know it better.
One of the nurses.
One of the Mason. Who was the guy?
That was one of the nurses. Let's get back to the baseball. Walter Johnson, we were talking about, Dad.
Oh, dear. Yeah, old Walter, he had two strikes on everybody. He'd strike him two-thirds on every time and three-thirds on the other half.
I mean, they were half struck out before they got up to the plate, huh?
You had a little advantage when he pitched. And he could hit. Pretty good. Not a bad hitter.
Not a bad hitter, huh?
Pretty good hitter.
What?
Field ball, pretty good.
What did they used to say? Their heart was at the plate, but the rear was at the bench yet? Isn't that a saying you used to have about Walter Johnson?
He wasn't a slowpoke.
No, he could smoke the ball, but he was
telling us. He did get the ball, he a little time to throw it. He was going to throw it out again. He had something in the ball. I thought he was the best pitcher that I knew.
Now, let me ask you one more question about Walter.
The pitchers that I looked at, a lot of them. I would take Walter Johnson if I was going out of it. If a game pitched for me, I'd take Walter Johnson.
Was it?
He doesn't work for you. And he feels his disposition well.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the balls rolling up through the box. So toss the guy out.
Now, is it true that Walter was reluctant, or he was afraid, to pitch inside. He was afraid of hitting the batter with the baseball. Is that true, or is that just a story that's been made up over the years?
I wasn't afraid to pitch any place. If he was low, he got you out too. Don't kid yourself. If he pitched you high, and if you swung at it, mostly you struck out.
Mm-hmm. How about inside? Did he throw the ball inside?
It was the ball up here. And about 200, 300 miles an hour.
It looked like it anyway, huh? More like about 95 miles an hour.
You watch it. You've always been out. I did watch a car go out here now.
Mm-hmm. He throws faster than the cars go now, huh?
Boy, they take off. Have you been out there all the watch?
Sure.
Yeah, you watch it.
But Walter could throw the ball faster than those cars were going.
Yeah, he could hit the bike of one of those cars any time he threw it. Yeah.
Now, you came up with the Senators in 1923, and then the next year, they won the American League and went to the World Series. Do you remember?
The next year, what?
Right, 1924, you played with the Senators for just a short time, and they also, they went to the World Series that year.
I think they did.
Yes, they did. What was the difference? In 1923, they finished about 23 and a half games behind, and then the next year, they were in first place. They won the American League. What was the difference between the two teams from one year to the next?
Well, they had a... Yeah, we got more trouble. Both years, but I guess they got a little smarter or a little. They must have improved a few places.
Mm-hmm. What about Bucky Harris? Now, in 1924, Bucky Harris took over as the manager. He played and he was also the manager. Do you think that had a lot to do with it, or didn't have much of anything to do with it, or what do you think?
Bucky Harris, he wasn't too bad, but I would think the manager had something to do with it. He didn't know baseball as well as some of the other guys on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a ball I caught. I can't even have caught with two men on base and Ruth hit the ball. He hit the ball so goddamn high. And I can't even have caught the ball with Harris was standing where the ball was hit. That's about 20 feet back of second base. All I got here was Fisher, you got it. And when I caught the ball, two runners on, two men out. Everybody was running. The runners were putting it home. They were between third and second at the tail end. If I dropped the ball, then they both score with ease. Even if I was in it that close. I went so much. When I caught the ball from Harris, when I caught the ball about 20 feet. He just picked me up and he carried me halfway to first base. He said, I didn't want to throw him a bit. And I won't blame him. It was one of them high sky days, but they were the bastards to catch when they hit him high like that. Yeah, you try to pick him up with a plate on up there. That's a tough ball to catch. I got run 150 yards to get to it, 200.
Mm-hmm.
And there your name going all the way. Well, you better take it. Yeah, funny things take place.
What else? Well, do you have any other talk about just a couple of the guys that you played against? Do you have any favorite stories? Maybe about Babe Ruth. Is there anything you remember about him?
Oh yeah, a few things. I can think of the things he was quite a guy, that Ruth. Everybody liked him, though. He was well liked then.
Did he like to drink a little beer?
Yeah, he liked to drink a little. He's a little drinker today.
The players on the other team, the players on your team, you all liked him?
I believe most professional ball players liked Babe when he bled. He was quite a bit different man than most ball players.
Well, we talked about.
I know I liked him.
That's okay, George. Now we talked about Babe Ruth and how much you liked him. Let's talk about. Let's go to the other end. Let's talk about Ty Cobb. What do you remember about Ty Cobb?
Ty Cobb, I played a little about him. I played a few games with him yet. He was.
Did you like him?
Not very many liked him. Not very many liked Ty Cobb.
Why?
Now, how come? Why didn't you like him? Huh? Why didn't you like him? He was mean, or just the way he played, or was it the way that he carried himself around on the field, or what?
Well, he was kind of pick on I don't know if I don't think the pitchers threw at him, and I remember not a great deal of them. He was a chesty bastard. He could play ball.
Good ball player.
He could run, he could throw. No, he wasn't a great thrower. He wasn't much of a thrower. That's not what I looked at him.
And obviously a very, very good hitter, just like yourself.
He didn't want to get hit at the plate. I didn't try to hit him too hard either. He wasn't a long-distance hitter. He'd hit every ball that he had touched to on the field fence, why he hit 10 inside.
January 23rd, 1993. I'm Herman Wheeler with the Society of American Baseball Research Oral History Committee, here to interview Mr. Harry Kraft. Just a little brief background about Mr. Kraft. He was born April 19th, 1915, Ellisville, Mississippi. Attended college at Mississippi College, where he lettered in football, basketball, track, and baseball. And that's where he began his baseball career as a
Did you play against Lou Gehrig at all? He came up. He played very, very little in 1924. Did you play against him?
He was the first baseman for New York too.
Right.
Trying to think.
What do you remember about him?
God damn, I was just trying to think. I got a couple of pretty good remembrances on him, too.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he was nice for him.
What kind of a hitter was he?
Huh?
What kind of a hitter was he?
He was a good hitter. He got lots of hits. He had a little over 300 all the time.
How about Eddie Collins? Do you remember much about Eddie Collins? That's if you don't remember, it's but well, let's talk about Usibor, because I did come see you today. Now, you played with the Senators in 1923, 1924, and then you left, you're out of Major League Baseball for the next 5 years, and before you came back with the Cardinals in 1930. What happened during those 5 years? In the mid or late 20s. You played with Minneapolis for a while, in Indianapolis, in Buffalo. What do you remember about that?
God, I don't know. My mind is pretty bad right now around here. It's kind of hard to remember most of the stuff.
How about Rochester, Dad? Do you remember Rochester? Didn't you have a key to the city?
I remember Rochester. Yeah, we won it.
Little World Series?
I won the Little World Series. I got a ring for that. That's in here someplace. They got that hanging in here.
Oh.
No, they got it inside. Just waiting. I don't know what the hell it's waiting for. That's sakes for me to forget that it left it here, I guess.
I'll check on it. That's your ring.
Okay, well, if you don't remember, let's go to 1930. Now, you played with the Cardinals, and they won the National League, and they eventually went to the World Series. Now, that's probably your favorite season, I would guess? Remember the St. Louis Cardinals in 1930? You played, you hit 374. What do you remember about that year?
Let's see. Well, how did we play in 1930? Minor league or big league?
Big league. St. Louis.
Okay.
Now he's showing me pictures of you.
I saw your wife do last night.
Oh, let's stay on the baseball, Dad, and we'll talk about later on. What was that you were asking?
About St. Louis in 1930, the year they went to the World Series.
I didn't even go down to the club last night, you know.
Okay, the Cardinals in 1930, what do you remember about them?
Oh, was that the question?
Yeah. Well, you had an awfully good year that year.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember, the Cardinals, you made it to the World Series. You played Philadelphia in the World Series.
We had a pretty damn good ball club at St. Louis, I think. Yes, sir, we...
The Frankie Frisch. Frankie Frisch, he was on the team. Frank Frisch, remember Frankie Frisch?
I was born in 31.
Do you remember Frankie Frisch? He played on the team in 1930 with you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember him real well.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember?
Frankie and I were good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we corresponded in the winter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was for me all the time, man.
Mm-hmm. Good ball player?
Huh?
He was a good ball player? He was a good hitter?
He was a good hitter, a good fielder, a good ball player.
And he was your buddy, huh? You two were good friends.
He could do it all. Although he wasn't a long ball hitter, he couldn't hit the ball too far. But he hit the ball. Well, he hit the ball enough to get extra base hits.
How about Chick Hafey? Do you remember Chick?
Chick Hafey?
Mm-hmm.
He was a real good hitter. He was a good left fielder.
Mm-hmm. Good home run hitter?
He can run, he can throw, he can do it all out there. But I were really good friends too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just sort of all talk together at times.
Now who was? Now you had a roommate in 1930, didn't you? Who was your roommate? Your roommate, didn't you? When you traveled on the road, didn't you have a roommate? Somebody that you shared the room with when you were on the road.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Who did you stay with when you were with the Cardinals? Who did you live with on the when you played baseball? Who was your roommate?
Robert?
Do you remember who you might have lived with there?
I'm trying to think who I would take for a roommate.
How about Al Moore?
Oh, Al Moore wasn't there.
Oh, he wasn't? Okay.
Him and I were roommates when I was with him in Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
I was an all-around ball player. A pretty good one. Pepper was the other outfielder at Rochester.
Okay, what do you remember about the World Series? The Cardinals win the National League and Philadelphia wins the American League, and you two are playing against each other in the World Series. What do you remember about the Philadelphia team? I mean, they had Al Simmons, Jimmy Fox, Lefty Grove. What do you remember about those guys? In the World Series. You played in the World Series. Do you remember, George? 1930?
That's not good.
The 1930 World Series.
Do you remember how well you hit in the 1930 World Series? Did you hit pretty good that year?
That was all I can remember.
You have those writings hanging up at home. Didn't you hit like about 365 for that series? You don't remember getting any hits in the World Series? I do.
I'm trying to think.
You had a double.
Yeah, you hit a double.
I don't see an order of one hit.
That's all they gave you credit for in the record books.
One hit in the World Series?
One hit, two at bats. And you had
a bat twice?
Only a bat twice. You had a double, and then the other time you struck out. Do you remember either of those at bats? Do you remember who the pitcher was or what was going on in the game at the time? Well, that's all right. Okay. Well, when you were playing, who do you remember that you played with? That was there anybody that was a real character on your team? Was there anybody that was what they would consider nowadays to be like a flake? Somebody that was maybe a little different from everybody else on the team? Maybe he was a practical joker, or he was always talking, or was there anybody that you remember that kind of stood out from the rest of your teammates?
Did the team have some guy that always clowned around?
All around?
Clowned. Somebody, did the team have anyone that always horsed around and clowned around? Was there any funny guy on the team?
Oh, I always had some of them.
Who were they?
I'm trying to think who the hell they were. I never paid too much attention to them. I always tried to talk about a guy's records while he was there because I didn't probably do everything that was supposed to be done just so too. I didn't like to talk about the player or other team with me. I didn't want to talk about them. So you don't remember much about me either.
Yeah.
How about umpires? Do you remember any umpires? Was there ever an umpire that you got in a big fight with, maybe?
All
maybe?
The umpires were all... I liked all the umpires. As long as they were decent at that ball at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I would condemn umpires, very seldom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you were playing baseball after you quit playing major league ball and you threw the ball from third base to first and the umpire got in the way and you beamed him? Do you remember that? Art Kurtzman was the catcher. Do you remember that game?
I threw the ball from where?
From third base. You were going to throw it to first. And the umpire forgot to duck and you hit him behind the head. Do you remember that? Knocked him out. Art Kurtzman was the catcher in that game.
Oh, wait a minute. That's an exhibition game.
Yeah.
I hit somebody, I remember. I don't think who the hell he was.
He was the umpire. He forgot to duck when you threw the ball from third to first.
I remember. He went down.
Sure.
They had no umpire on that play.
Right.
I was trying to talk him out. Well, you got to call something. I called him out, I think. Hell, I had him thrown out. Right away, I hadn't hit him. He don't belong in between the third baseman and us.
So you made the call for the umpire?
Yeah. Christ, I knew I was going to throw it out.
What did the other team think about that?
Huh?
What did the other team think about it when you called that runner out?
Well, what else are you going to do? Somebody's going to call him out.
Yeah, and you thought you were the guy, huh?
I think it's not good. I believe they called him out. I'm sure.
That's what happened.
You know, George, nowadays, the ball players make a lot of money. You know, millions and millions of dollars to play baseball just like you did. When you played, How much money did you make?
We never made much money.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there was quite a bit of money at that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, 1930, the Depression was going on. What do you remember? How much you made? Was it a 2,000, 5,000 for a year? Was it that much or?
I'm buying.
No.
No, you. When you played. How much money did they pay you when you played baseball?
Oh, I got around $5,000 a year the last 4 years I played minor mm-hmm. baseball.
And was that was good money at that time?
That was pretty good money at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Times were hard?
That was about top. I was getting about top money on the minor league
mm-hmm.
ball.
Did you ever have to, when you went in and you talked about your contract for that year, when you talked to it with the general manager or the owner of the team or whoever that you talked about your contract, did you ever get in any arguments or any fights or anything? Did you ever tell them, I'm worth more money than you're paying me or anything like that? Do you remember?
Well, you know, a little bit, yeah. Wait till you went up a little. But I was somewhat satisfied with $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or else, when I played ball for Minneapolis, Mike Kelly, he thought he was paying me more money now, suppose, at
$2,800. Mm-hmm.
So I went to $5,000 and went out to the same class of league. I went down and early.
Did you like all the people that you played for, all the the owners and the general managers and everything, did you like most of them that you played for, or was there anybody that you really liked, or was there anybody you remember that you really didn't like, guys that you played for, the owners of the team?
I don't follow the whole story again.
Dad, the owners of the baseball teams you played for, I remember you used to talk about one of them, Griffith.
Who?
Griffith. He owned the Senators.
Griffith.
Griffith.
Yeah. You said he was a little bit tight.
Well, Griffith was pretty tight. Not Washington.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the Washington ball club was underpaid compared to some of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the only one?
Oh, he's not the only one either.
Well, he wasn't, huh?
Mike Kelly was Minneapolis here. He was tight, too.
Well, didn't he give you $5,000 a year, though, to play ball?
I don't remember if he ever paid me that much.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think so. I don't know.
But he always used to talk about that. Mm-hmm.
Well, George, how did you get along with the sports writers that wrote about the team? The press, did you get along good with them? Did they have nice things to say about you?
I got along pretty good with the sports writers.
Mm-hmm. did you have a particular favorite?
Well, Minneapolis.
How about Halsey Hall down at Minneapolis? Used to broadcast the games. That was a good friend of yours, wasn't it?
Halsey Hall. Yeah, I think Halsey was a pretty good friend of mine.
He was like you. He liked to smoke those cigars.
Yeah, I got pretty good with all the Minneapolis writers. I think George Morton. George was always nice to me, too. I don't know whether I like better than anyone. Damn, I can't think of his name.
All right.
I can't get it out.
Okay, how did you know, or when did you know, that your baseball playing days were just about done? Did it come to you, or what happened? After 1932, 1933, you were just about finished, you know, was that your decision? You had played long enough, or how did that happen?
I didn't think what I'd done since I quit playing ball.
The question is, when did you decide to quit? Did you have a dispute over money with one of the managers and said, "The heck with it, I'm going home"?
No, not quite that bad.
What happened? The last year you played baseball, what happened after that? When you decided not to go back and play anymore?
I didn't think what that was. What I did. I had to do something.
You were selling insurance, weren't you?
Yeah. I was always selling insurance, wasn't it?
But didn't you have a dispute with the manager over your pay or something, and you said, to heck with it, I'll just go sell insurance?
I think that was about as much of a reason why I quit. I don't think I was paying me any real money for it. What the hell was it? God damn.
Well, let's ask you one other thing. What's the best round of golf you shot? Being that you quit playing baseball, then you took up the golf game at about 55, didn't you? Did you ever shoot your age? Did you ever shoot your age in golf? You know, like if you shot two rounds at 80 when you were 80 years old, two rounds of 40, didn't you do that one time? You call it shooting your age? Do you remember that?
God, I think so.
Sure.
I could play two rounds of golf when I was 80 years old, I think.
Well, when you were 85, you were playing two rounds yet until you fell and broke your shoulder. And you shot your age when you were 80.
I was thinking of trying to manage that. They were supposed to have a ball team, a game. How does the team now? Were they supposed to play a baseball game here about a week or a day and a half ago or two?
Where at?
What the hell was that? Going on there, and something going on there. They were talking.
In what town?
I was trying to think of calling the guy, the manager up. I told him why the hell did he make me manager of the team? They were going to make a ball club on a team we got as okay. I don't know what the hell we were trying to put up. Oh, we find out. We're about a ball player for the whole thing.
Sure. Now see what's happening. You go back in time.
I want the manager to have to.
Say, Pops, he's got one more question to ask, okay? You got time for one? Yeah. One more.
After you quit playing baseball, after you were done playing, then what did you do after that? Where did you work? What did you do? After you were done playing baseball?
Well, that's a job right now that's a damn hard to do, to figure out what you're going to do. I get pretty mad at some of my friends and what I'm doing nowadays. I get mad
Didn't you go to Running Fisher's Club, a nightclub, after you quit playing baseball? Fisher's Club at Avon?
Do what?
You run Fisher's Club at Avon from 1935 on, didn't you? And it's still operating. Fisher's. The club at Avon.
I managed that club a few times.
The club at Avon, Fisher's Club, Dad. That's what you run after you quit playing baseball.
I think I took that club for a while. I managed them.
Dad, you sold insurance after you quit playing baseball. And you run
the bar at Avon, didn't you?
I'm trying to think of when I went in there. You just sat down.
Yeah, 1935 you went in there.
1935?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's what I made up my mind to do, was run that club and sell insurance. It kept me pretty busy, too. I made some money at the time.